The Water Report, only on Cape Talk.
So lots of discussion around 6 billion rand being made available and disaster risk management saying that that money will be prioritized to the Cape provinces, which is Eastern Cape and Western Cape. No matter how much money is being spent, those dam levels are still decreasing. They're still in decline. And even after that announcement by Premier Musi Maimane, the bottom line is you're still facing a challenge. So how in the world do you clean without using too much water? That is the key question. And the person who can help you answer that this morning as part of their Wednesday water file is Christine Colvin, the Freshwater Programs Manager at WWF South Africa. Christine, good morning.
Morning, Kino.
So I think staying clean is probably one of the top concerns that a lot of people have. You might be sitting at home going, yeah, there's no water. I don't want to be smelly and unhygienic, but how do I do that?
Yes, and I think, you know, we've dramatically changed our behavior over the last 6 months, and a lot of us have come up with some really good ideas. One of the ideas that we talk about in this week's Wednesday Water File is this product called the Dry Bath. That's a local invention by Ludwig Marishana. And it's essentially like a bit like a hand sanitizer, a gel, but you can use it for your whole body. So the idea is to have a completely dry bath. But I think for a lot of people, that's still a bridge too far, or maybe a bath too far. And but we are learning to bath in much less water. You know, a sponge bath, just having a basin bath. The trick to that, of course, is making sure that you wash your cleanest bits first and, save your feet for last. And that's also a way that people are bathing all around the country, actually.
Now, Ludwig Marishane is no stranger to the show. As a matter of fact, the last time I spoke to Ludwig, he told us quite a sad story. He said he'd launched in Cape Town. He'd tried to get it going in Cape Town, but the city of Cape Town were not interested. As a matter of fact, in the Western Cape, he's approached the Western Cape government for support, etc., but it came to absolute null, and he had to move to Gauteng to get the product off the ground. You know, and you just look at how ironic it is that now it's coming back in the very same city that wouldn't give him, you know, half the time of the day. And it's a product that people are now looking towards in terms of making a difference.
And I think that's a tricky one because, you know, his product is ultimately bought by us, by private consumers. It's not a product that would be bought by local government. But I know that from Cape Town's perspective, there is a focus on developing the industrial area around Atlantis and allowing special terms and conditions, special tax conditions for companies that want to settle there that are involved in water-saving technologies or products. And that might be a new thing since Ludwig last spoke to them. So it is a pity that he's relocated up to Gauteng because we'd love to encourage more of those industries here.
Well, I would have to disagree with you on one point here, and that's the point that it's only a B2C product. You know, business can buy it for their clients. So if you're an SAA, you can buy it for your clients. If you happen to be a state-owned enterprise, you happen to be a department, you can buy this for your staff. And over and above that, the city and the Western Cape government itself, you know, are involved in enterprise development. The big question is how much support was given to this particular business, and that still is a key question that needs to be answered. But the other thing is, how does one keep one's clothes fresh? Now, there's an interesting conundrum. If you don't want to be washing your T-shirt every time you wear it and it smells slightly sweaty, what does one do?
Yeah, so I think, you know, our old way was just to step out of the clothes and you leave them on the floor, which is not at all sensible. So now people are taking much more care to, you know, quickly rehang up their clothes so that they're not creased, air dry them to get some of the fragrance from the daily wear removed out of them. And we also give a tip about you can actually use baking soda. You can put a cup of baking soda into a big plastic bag with your clothes that have already been worn, shake them around, and then air dry them. And that actually really freshens them up and removes any smells from the clothes as well.
Fascinating product in California. I was up there in December. One of my friends actually had a spray bottle, right? So what happened is, if you take your shirt out of the bag and you didn't want to iron it, what you would do is you'd spray this liquid on the shirt and you'd use your hand to just iron out the wrinkles, and then it would dry rather quickly. But it had a dual function. It also refreshes the shirt. It'd be interesting to get those sort of products in here. That could certainly go a very long way. Now, how can I cut back on the amount of laundry that I use?
Well, one of the things that a lot of us have found is that bed linen, you know, that's a big bulky component of your of your laundry. So if you can cut back on that, I think most of us have cut back. We maybe used to do a weekly wash of bed linen. That's now down to every 3 weeks or once a month. And in between, you can always just hang it out on the line, give it a good shake. That gets rid of all of the, you know, old skin cells and hair and things that do accumulate on your bed linen. And potentially just wash your top pillowcase. You know, you're then cutting the volume of linen that you're washing down to about 10%. That makes a huge difference.
That is actually quite clever, especially those people running Airbnbs, etc. They always think, oh, no, we have to wash it each and every time. I don't know. it's a tricky one, especially when you have people coming in on a regular basis and you're always having to churn it out. And what some people are doing, Christine, is instead of washing it at home, in order to save water, it now goes through to the laundromat.
Yeah, you know, and the point is that our 50-liter limit is with us wherever we go. So that 50-liter limit is counted in. That's the how many times you flush the toilet at work, or in the gym if you use the shower there, or your water that you use at home. So, you know, then sending stuff over to the laundromat doesn't save water in the long term.
I think you know how people operate sometimes. It's the, well, at least the city won't be able to pick it up on my bill and I'll send it somewhere else. And if you're going to use a laundromat, though, you're going to use a laundromat that runs with a drip system where they don't use as much water as they ordinarily would have used. Christine, that's all we have time for this morning. Where do we find the Wednesday water file? I would encourage people to go there and read up on all the rest of it.
Yeah, so this week's and all of the other 9 Wednesday water files are on wwf.org.za on our website.
Thank you so much for your time. Christine Colvin, Freshwater Programs Manager at WWF South Africa.